91X News.
It's 6 degrees and overcast at 1 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm Mark Venema with 91X News. Four young people were injured too seriously when the car they were driving in veered off the road and struck a hydro pole near Marmara. The accident happened early yesterday morning on Cordova Road. Police say the vehicle was speeding at the time. Two of the passengers had to be extricated from the car, and all four were transported to Camelford Memorial Hospital. Police say although there's no evidence of the driver being impaired, the passengers had been drinking. The collision is still under investigation, and charges are pending. A Stirling woman is facing charges after rolling her truck on Highway 62 last night. Central Hastings OPP got the call around 7 o'clock after the woman's truck rolled, landing in a swamp in Thurlow Ward. She was uninjured and refused medical attention. 38-year-old Tracy Parks of Stirling faces charges of careless driving and driving a motor vehicle while having liquor readily available, but alcohol was not a factor. Cleanup is expected at a Roblin Road property today after fire destroyed a house and barn on it yesterday. Crews from Quinte West and Belleville battled the blaze all day, but the house was gutted. Quinte West Fire Chief John Whalen expects damages to exceed $600,000. No one was injured in the blaze. The investigation is also on in Brighton. Brighton Fire responded to a house fire on the morning of Good Friday on Division Street. It has since been deemed suspicious. An investigator with the Ontario Fire Marshal has been on scene and the investigation is continuing. A murder trial in the Friendly City is getting a longer than expected break. The jury in the case against 23-year-old Miles Hughes had a four-day weekend and was scheduled to get underway this morning, but the trial has now been pushed back to next week due to a family matter with the family of the jury. The trial is expected to resume on Monday. Hughes is charged with second-degree murder in the death of Roy Mays Jr. and attempted murder after allegedly shooting Justin Coughlin. The incident happened on St. Patrick's Day 2 years ago at a Victoria Avenue apartment. The trial of a man accused of killing Victoria Stafford is also taking an unexpected break today. Superior Court Judge Thomas Heaney told jurors they won't be sitting for the day because Michael Rafferty's lawyer is sick with the flu. Court was set to hear from forensic experts about DNA and other testing that was done on several items seized from Rafferty's car. Rafferty has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder, sexual assault causing bodily harm, and kidnapping. And NDP leader Andrea Horvath has laid out her final demands to support the Liberals' budget. She says there's nothing in the fiscal plan to help the unemployed, so she wants a $250 million job creation tax credit. Horvath also wants the Liberals to keep Ontario Northland in public hands and help sectors affected by the budget like horse racing and tourism. That's 91X News to 103. Here's John Boldrick with sports.
Toronto Maple Leafs head coach Randy Carlyle is challenging his players to improve their work ethic. Carlyle met with the media today after the Leafs finished 13th in the East and failed to make the playoffs for the seventh consecutive season. He says his parting message to his players was that the level of work ethic, accountability, and the conditioning must improve. The Leafs publicly apologized for yet another disappointing season, posting a letter to fans on their website asking for forgiveness. Executives from five teams are set to gather in a television studio tonight with a chance of winning the number one overall pick in the upcoming NHL draft. The Columbus Blue Jackets enter the draft lottery with the best odds of landing the top selection at just over 48%. Edmonton, Montreal, Toronto, and the New York Islanders are also in the mix. Sarnia Sting forward Nail Yakupov is projected to go first overall in this year's draft. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is showing no mercy. He's sticking with the penalties handed down to the New Orleans Saints for the team's pay-for-pain bounties and rejected coach Sean Payton's appeal of his season-long suspension. A league investigation found that under Payton's watch, an assistant ran a program offering cash payouts for hits that knocked targeted opponents out of games or hurt them so badly that they needed to be helped to the sideline. Next on Goodell's agenda, discipline for players involved in a bounty program that began in 2009, the season the Saints won the Super Bowl. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Mark Venema with 91x weather.
Showers today with high winds and a high of 7. Rain showers ending near midnight, then mainly cloudy with a chance of wet flurries or rain showers, a low plus 2. A chance of wet flurries or rain again tomorrow morning, a high of 11 though by the afternoon. And sunshine for Thursday and a high of 13. It's 6 degrees. I'm Mark Venema with John Boldrick. 91X News is next at 2.